Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, wishing you a good Sunday morning. With me today, I have historian Kevin Dayhoff. Kevin writes history for the Carroll County Times and also serves in the Westminster City Council, and has written a number of articles about the 1918 Spanish flu. And well, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself to the listeners out there, but I've known you probably for 50 years, so they need to know who Kevin Dayhoff is.
Hey, it's good to see you this morning. Thanks for having me. I should say thanks, neighbor. Well, Commissioner, I'm sure it would be good for folks to know that much of the leadership of Carroll County has been working together for decades. Just so folks know, Commissioner Weaver and I have been working together for about 50 years. We own nearby farms down in Patapsco. Up until 1999, I farmed. I raised nursery stock for a living. In 1999, I retired and went back to college. I then served as a council member and the mayor of the city of Westminster until 2005. For over the last 15 years, I've worked for the Baltimore Sun and the Carroll County Times, and these days my assignment is history.
The reason you're here today, you've written a number of articles on both the Spanish flu of 1918 and a coronavirus pandemic of 2020. What can you tell us about the Spanish flu in Carroll County?
The Spanish flu was a major event in Carroll County history. It was still discussed in hushed tones at the dinner table of Carroll County families as late as the 1950s and the 1960s. No single family was spared. It struck and killed folks all throughout the county. And often with the Spanish flu, you got sick and then you died in the same day. The next time you're in one of Carroll County's older cemeteries, take note of all the tombstones with a 1918 or a 1919 date. To this day, the 1918 outbreak of the flu is still considered this country's worst epidemic and continues to shape public policy that emphasizes annual vaccination initiatives and concerted measures to fight the spread of the disease.
Well, in Carroll County, we know we first recognized the dangers of COVID-19 flu in the early months of 2020, and it wasn't until February, March that we really started to take action. Back in 1918, when did the Spanish flu begin, actually?
Well, just like COVID-19 and 2020, in Carroll County, most historians define the Spanish epidemic as beginning in March of 1918. It continued well into 1919. According to some accounts, the epidemic killed over 50 million people worldwide. For some context, the total casualties of World War I were about 39 million worldwide. Although we believe that the first outbreak of COVID-19 took place overseas in November of 2019, it really hit home in Carroll County in March 2020, the same month as it did with the Spanish flu in 1918. And if March 2020 was our first wave, many historians are starting to maybe consider that the summer of 2020, they're looking at it as a second wave with record spikes in many of the southern states and overseas. And many scientists are greatly concerned that we will see a deadly wave this fall, just like in 1918. Certainly all indications are pointed in that direction. The Spanish flu also occurred in waves. There were about three waves. One occurred in the spring of 1918, which matches the first wave of COVID-19. The second wave for the Spanish flu took place in the fall of 1918, and that wave was devastating. The second wave of 1918 began around September 23rd when the first cases were reported at Camp Meade, the epicenter of the disease outbreak in Maryland. I first became aware of the 1918 flu epidemic in the late 1950s when it was discussed in hushed tones at Sunday dinners on my grandfather's farm. My grandfather served in the cavalry and military police during World War I and was stationed at Fort Meade from July 24, 1918 to February 1, 1919. A portion of his service occurred during the height of the epidemic at Fort Meade. More than 1,000 soldiers were ill and quarantined at Fort Meade by September 27, 1918.
Okay, you realize we didn't have a hospital in Carroll County until 1961. What was done in Carroll County to stop the spread in 1918?
That's a good question. Interestingly enough, the Spanish flu slowed by many of the common sense approaches we use today. The virus is spread by water droplets, person-to-person contact. So in 1918, there was an emphasis on everyone wearing a mask, social distancing, and staying at home. Simple things like frequent hand washing were emphasized. Alcohol, a germ killer, seemed beneficial, and a great deal of whiskey was ordered for the patients at Camp Meade. In 1918, schools, businesses, churches, pool halls, and public meetings were closed for much of the month of October and November. As a matter of fact, the Great Frederick Fair was canceled.
Why were such measures taken in the fall of 1918 with the second wave and not with the first wave in the spring?
That's another good question. Many believe that the flu spread so quickly in 1918 with such deadly force because of the Sedition Act. This act was passed by Congress at the request of President Woodrow Wilson at the beginning of World War I. It made it illegal to say or print anything that might limit production or harm to the war effort. If you were found guilty, you ran the risk of a long prison sentence. Consequently, there was very little mention of the flu by elected officials, health authorities, or the newspapers in the spring and summer of 1918. Now, contrast that with today. In Maryland, Governor Hogan, the Carroll County Commissioners, and the Carroll County Health Department, folks like Ed Singer and Maggie Kuntz and Richard Brace and Rachel Tabler, all of these folks were very vocal and provided leadership at the very beginning of the pandemic and have remained vocal with timely decisions and guidance ever since. And for this, we're very fortunate in Carroll County. And as a matter of fact, in addition, Carroll County just launched a cutting-edge website called Carroll Forward for one-stop shopping for all of the latest cutting-edge information on protecting our community against the spread of COVID-19. You can find Carroll Forward on the Carroll County government webpage.
Well, technology has definitely changed, and I want to just take a moment here and give special thanks to Chris Weinbrenner, Chris Swam, and Valerie Hawkins, to name a few of their work on the Carroll Forward Project. It is trying to get the message out to people, keep your distance, wear your mask, wash your hands. Try to get that message out over and over and over again.
You know, yep, you're so right. We do not want history to repeat itself. We do not want another wave this fall, just like what happened in 1918. No one wants to stay quarantined in their house for long periods of time again, and we certainly don't want businesses and restaurants to close. But in order to do that, we need to stay vigilant. It seems that not a day passes in which we don't get different data, changing information, and updates. So until we know for sure what in the world is going on with coronavirus and how it really does affect us, wear a mask, maintain social distancing, wash your hands with hand sanitizer, and check on your friends, family, and neighbors. We do not want Carroll County to be the area where we figure out which part of the scientist is right and which part is wrong. Our lives and the lives of our loved ones, family, and community are at stake. Don't ask, wear a mask, do your part, stay 6 feet apart. Thanks.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you for being here on the show today. I think, you know, history repeats itself, and being the historian you are, it's nice to see how the COVID and Spanish flu kind of match up here, but, you know, the people of Carroll County are fantastic, and I go around a lot of places. People are wearing their masks. People are keeping their distance. People are washing their hands. They're trying. Now, it's hot out, and I know it's tough to wear a mask. I hate it myself, but this is one of the things we have to do, and if we keep vigilant about this, we'll keep Carroll County strong, and we'll get through this as a group. And I want to thank you for your time and effort today to explain to us the similarities between the two epidemics.
Thanks for having me. God bless.
Okay. This is Richard Weaver signing off, and have a good day.